Good morning. This is Ivy Levy from In My Kitchen. This is Father's Day weekend. Do you know where your father is? I know where mine is. He's probably laying on a beach in Florida. But he'll listen to the show tomorrow. So happy Father's Day, Dad. You know, my dad is actually the person who got me into cooking. I know it's usually the mother, but for me, it was my dad. It's kind of one of those things that we share, father-daughter. And he taught me how to make one of my favorite dishes. And I thought that it would be really great to share with you guys for Father's Day because, well, when you hear a recipe from me over the radio, it's not exactly like you could pull over on the side and start writing down 2 cups of sugar, 3 tablespoons of milk. This is something more that you really just throw all the shit in the pot. And it is so good. Jewish carbonara. Every Sunday morning, I would wake up to the smell of bacon. And you can't beat that. Oh, and I knew that if I didn't get my ass out of bed soon, there was going to be none left for me. Carbonara is basically spaghetti, eggs, cheese, butter, and bacon. And don't talk to me about your cholesterol. I'm completely not interested. Try this one out. 1 box of spaghetti, 4 eggs, 1/2 stick of butter, 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. I know you all have that in your house. I bet you even have that green shit in your house. The green can of cheese, what is that, Kraft? That's the stuff my dad used to use, and it is great still today. I like some of the fancier stuff just because I get a little snotty, but, you know, Locatelli Romano is a good one also. But if you have just the green, go with the green. You gotta get a big pot to start. Everybody cooks pasta with too little water. You need it to be able to swim around, so get your biggest pot out, fill it up 2/3 of the way, and work on making your spaghetti. Do not put salt in it. Usually I tell you to put salt in it, but don't. When the pasta's finished cooking, you throw it back into the pan and take it off the heat. You throw in the butter first, then the egg, and you toss it and toss it and toss it. You need to keep stirring or the egg will curdle and you'll have scrambled eggs, which sucks. After you work in the eggs, you work on the cheese and the crumpled bacon. I'm telling you, this is so good. It's really heavy too, so you don't want to make anything else. It's a great Sunday morning for sitting around as a whole family together. The bacon. Let's talk about the bacon. I don't know what's wrong with everybody, but doesn't anybody know that bacon's supposed to be made in the oven? No, I'm not crazy. Bacon is meant to be made in the oven. Baking sheet. Tin foil, lay it out, strip next to strip. Set your oven for good old 420. Put the bacon in and leave it for 10 minutes. After 10, turn it around, another 10. Check on it. You'll see the consistency. I like my bacon crispy, so I usually keep it in for a few minutes more. But you get good standard bacon. Now, it takes, 20 minutes. And don't roll your eyes about 20 minutes for bacon. When's the last time you timed it? I want you, next time you make bacon, if you're not going to listen to me, to time how long it takes for you to cram 6 strips of bacon into a too small pan while you're burning your forearms with splattered grease. And then get back to me. I love my dish. I think I'm going to make it for my husband tomorrow. And I hope that you guys do it too. I think you'll love it, and let me know what you think. By the way, I want to thank everybody for all the emails and all of the responses. Oh, and I love the pictures of the boats. Please send me your pictures of the boats. I'm putting them up on my wall, especially the ones that show me the galley. Well, it's been great hanging out with you guys this morning, and I hope you have a great Father's Day weekend, and I'll see you next week.